This is 89.3 WRKF in Baton Rouge and WRKF.org. I'm Amy Jeffries. It's Friday, time for some insight. Robert Travis Scott, president of the Public Affairs Research Council of Louisiana, is here with me today. Hi, Robert.
Good morning.
This week, once again, people were digging into the governor's budget proposal and taking issue with some of the creative ways in which he and his budget team have put that together. What is the trouble here?
Well, we've had this trouble for the last few years, and that's how to make ends meet with our state budget. We have a basic problem in our state revenue picture, in which the kind of recurring revenue that we get for income taxes and sales taxes and oil revenue and all the other things that we expect every year just don't match the amount of expenses that, you know, we normally would have in state government. And so we go about looking for ways to borrow from the future or to try to find some pots of money that we can use to try to plug all of those holes.
Last year, the legislature was a fiscal session, and so the legislature was focused on the budget. The budget was center stage, and one of the things that happened was a sort of split between Governor Jindal and a group of Republicans, House Republicans, who call themselves the fiscal hawks and were particularly taking aim at the use of one-time funds in the state budget. And that looks to be happening again.
Yeah, I think the fiscal hawks have identified some revenue methods that we're using this year that they're not very, very happy with. Now, PAR has pointed out a few of these. We're taking money that we're putting into a coastal fund that's not supposed to be used for, regular operating expenses of the state, but we're going to put money into that coastal fund and then draw it right back out and basically pay our hospital bills with it.
Literally our hospital bills.
Well, you'll probably be paying paying for our health, a lot of our health care service out of that. Basically, we've drawn money from a tax amnesty program that we borrowed from the future. We do have a surplus left over from the previous year. We can spend that money. But what you're supposed to spend these monies on are particular categories of things like writing off debt or for capital improvements in the state infrastructure projects. And in the case of the Coastal Fund, here's a fund that we're supposed to be using for coastal restoration and protection. But in fact, they're going to put money in there, which is constitutionally allowed with these non-recurring revenues that they're putting in there. But then they're going to transfer it out. This is at least the plan as we see it. And they're going to end up putting that money into probably basically paying our health care bills in the regular recurring budget that we have. So you're basically, number one, doing some damage to the Constitution by circumventing what the intention was, and you're also doing some damage to the Coastal Fund. And let me tell you, there are a lot of people around the country that are really watching how we're handling this Coastal Fund. We have billions of dollars in BP money that are going to be flowing into the state. It's going to be flowing through this Coastal Fund into our master plan. Congress is watching. All the stakeholders in the environmental community and in the business community are watching. Think tanks are watching. The federal government bureaucracies are watching. And if we start handling this Coastal Fund and playing games with it, we're going to set up a bad image for the state, and we're going to reduce the nation's confidence that Louisiana is going to handle its finances responsibly when it comes to restoring the coast.
And this is a new thing. The BP settlement has put more scrutiny on the use of those coastal restoration funds.
It's put more national scrutiny on it. Yeah, I mean, when we were raiding the Coastal Fund 4 years ago, there weren't that many people really paying attention. Now I think what we need to do is try to show the country that we're going to be very responsible and show a lot of integrity towards this fund.
This seems to come up year after year, this question of where to find the money to balance the state budget and this question of whether or not raiding other funds and with intentions to pay them back being an option, other kinds of one-time funds being a place where lawmakers have looked to put the budget together and make ends meet. Why does this problem continue to plague the state?
We go back to the fundamental issue that we're facing as a state, and that's that we have ongoing revenue that we get through taxes, and they're not matching up with the regular expenses of the state. We don't have a revenue spending match that's really in sync. And this has been a cause of a lot of stress in the legislature and people who watch the whole budget process. And so what happens is every single year we go to, we either try to borrow money from the future, like we've done with the tax amnesty program, or we try to find pots of money that are sitting still and maybe, you know, take some of that money and use it now.
So will a tax swap fix this? Should we bring that idea back?
Oh my God, it would depend completely on what kind of tax swap you had in mind. There's a lot of ways to do it. I think most people, when they talk about tax swaps, they're talking about trying to remain what we call revenue neutral, which means to try to keep revenue pretty much at the same pace.
I think that was the governor's plan last year. It was intended to be revenue neutral before he just scrapped it all together.
I think if you pointed to one thing that a lot of people have concerns about, it's the very large number of special tax credits and exemptions that the state has. And I think if there's one place that people want to focus on in the future, especially in the legislature, they'd like to have the knowledge and the guts to go after a few of those. And, you know, we have the film tax credit program is a good example. I think a lot of people would say that it's been successful in many ways, but it's an absolutely huge expense for the state. It's not a tax write-off. It's a cash program. We just pay these people to come in and make movies. And I could go through and give you other examples of other programs like that that are growing, things that we're handing money out for and that are really an expense for the state. And unless we get control of some of those, that's just going to be one of the fundamental problems we have driving our budget problem.
Well, Robert Travis Scott, president of PAR, thanks for the insight and thanks for coming and talking to me today.
Always a pleasure.
I'm Amy Jeffries. This is 89.3 WRKF.